Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey, a Democrat from Albany, introduced legislation back in the spring that would authorize the city to engage in a 5-year demonstration program deploying automatic red light ticketing cameras at up to 20 intersections. City Police Chief Steve Krokoff and Mayor Kathy Sheehan signed on to the idea. The City Council voted 10-5 to pass a resolution in support of exploring the program. Red light cameras are mounted alongside traffic lights, employing sensors to take photos of any vehicle traveling through an intersection when the light is red. The picture is used to identify the vehicle's license plate number, and a fine is issued to the car's registrant via mail. Supporters claim the cameras help prevent crashes and violations. Opponents say the cameras use an inaccurate method of targeting violators. Last week, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation approving red light cameras at intersections in Albany, New Rochelle, Mount Vernon, and Yonkers. Assemblywoman Fahey was pleased.
But the city is authorized now to use cameras for up to 20 intersections. And it is about using technology to supplement very critical and scarce police resources. Traffic safety is a big issue, yet there are a number of other very serious issues that the police work on and that we need them focused on. So this is really, it's a supplement to use technology to slow traffic down.
Former GOP mayoral candidate Jesse Calhoun, who is now challenging Fahey for her assembly seat, formed the action group No Albany Red Light Cameras, or NARC, to oppose the measure.
We had a postcard campaign that we launched, and we submitted over, it's 250 cards now to the city hall. Opposing red lights. It seems like they really are just poised to cram it down the city's throats, but like there's plenty of city council members who are opposed to them. It could come down to a vote. We're hoping that the city council votes against them.
The city council has to give the plan final approval after studying where to deploy the cameras. Buffalo and Syracuse received state permission to implement red light camera programs in 2009, but never did. Calhoun contends red light ticketing would be just another tax on the poor. He says it's anybody's guess as to when a vote will be taken. Common Council member Dorcia Pleers.
I feel that this is an issue that residents should have the opportunity to weigh in on.
Calhoun believes many aspects of red light camera systems also pose civil rights issues and deprive citizens of due process.
Just from a standpoint of having a private entity, you know, performing direct police work is where a lot of people, even on the progressive side, have objections, and I would totally agree with them.
So what are possible alternatives?
Lengthening yellow light times. The road diet idea that's been put forward, like at Madison especially, people have been talking about making that two lanes with the one middle turn lane.
Another former mayoral candidate, conservative city political watchdog Joe Sullivan, suggests instead of mounting red light cameras, use the devices to monitor activities at the Port of Albany.
They're not necessary. All the mayor has to do is issue a proclamation that the traffic laws will be strictly enforced in the city, and then put the police out to do it. Those cameras should be reallocated to watch our infrastructure, especially the oil train, the rail yards, and the routes, because there's been a lot of publicity about this lately, and you can bet the foreign terrorists are looking at these issues.
Some cameras are watching in and around the port. Many municipalities across upstate New York have surveillance cameras strategically positioned along city streets, with more expected to be installed in the months to come, in places like Hudson, where police have found cameras to be such effective tools, the police commissioner is calling for more to be erected in certain sections of the city. Attempts to reach the mayor's office and Albany police spokesman Steve Smith were unsuccessful. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.